Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for February 17, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and past 24 hours. We've been speculating if the Pixel 5 could actually be more of a mid-range device rather than packing in what we'd traditionally consider flagship hardware. Recent developer code names for three upcoming Pixel devices make this all the more confusing, as Redfin and Bramble are shown to be using the Snapdragon 765 chipset, rather than the Snapdragon 865 chipset that would hint at a Pixel 5. However, it's not entirely clear if these will be the Pixel 5 and 5 XL, although what if they actually are? It could pave the way for cheaper 5G devices. Google has called out Samsung for what it called unnecessary changes to Android's kernel and not waiting for proper fixes to come from Google themselves, which of course causes a myriad of issues further down the line with redundant code and essentially negates Google's own hard work. All of this is pretty surprising though, given the tighter relationship announced on stage at the S20 launch between the South Korean tech giant and Google. If you are a beta tester of the Google app, then the dark mode should now be rolling out no matter which version of Android you're running, as support has been added and confirmed by Google themselves. However, there are some reports of people not having the option, which goes against what Google is saying online. However, we can only assume it's a glitch until a potential server-side switch resolves it. Sonos speakers can now be set as the default audio output for Nest Hub, Nest Mini, and other Google Assistant devices, with an update enabling the feature that lets you take advantage of superior audio for your expensive sound system. This feature was already in the works before Sonos decided to sue Google earlier this year, so the integration has rolled out anyway, despite the legal action. And finally, Facebook has now added a dedicated dark mode to the Facebook Lite app before it updated the main app. The lightweight social client is now quite popular thanks to the fact that it's more stripped back and less data intensive, but you'll get the feature via server-side update hopefully in the next few weeks. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.